It's Tuesday, July 14th, Election Day, and on the radio again, our county judge, Ty Prousey.
Daryl, good to be with you, sir.
I appreciate you jumping on here each week, and we have some updates to make and some things to talk about. What do you want to jump into first? Well, we could go ahead and remind everyone about the other testing that's coming up at the fairgrounds this Saturday.
I think it was originally put out that it was going to be from 8 to 5. That was reduced to 9 to 4.
I need to make a note of that. I've been saying 8 to 4. All right.
And I'm sorry, Daryl. Let me correct myself. 8 to 4 is correct.
Oh, it is 8 to 4?
Yeah, they shortened it to 4 instead of 5 o'clock. My apologies.
Oh, that's okay. We got it, man. 8 to 4, and that same phone number, right, that we've been giving out, that 512 number?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
512-883-2400.
Correct.
All right. It's coming up Saturday, and I assume Weimer had a pretty big turnout for the testing. Have you heard numbers on last weekend?
Total tested 267, which frankly surprised me. We're out there, you know, with the mayor and Michael Furr and folks that morning, and our good folks from Weimer were lined up early in the morning. I think everyone, you know, had a good opportunity. I was happy to see that the test kits that they were using now are the swab kits that people do themselves just inside of their mouth. So it's a lot more convenient, a lot easier than, you know, having to have somebody try to reach your brain almost through your nose. Some found that really discomforting. But I'm told that those are going to be the standardized ways that they're going to do the test in the future as well. Also, I wanted to report to you that the state of Texas has switched, or is in the process right now of switching, from the Texas military essentially collecting the test and checking the numbers, or getting the test collections to the labs and handling it per se, to a private company. A private company is owned by CVS Pharmacies called Omnicare. I was told about a week and a half ago that change is being made primarily because Texas military's got to pull back out of COVID stuff and get ready for hurricane season and preparedness.
I see.
And so private company will be running things from now on, it appears.
Okay. Hey, speaking of testing, I had a conversation with some folks a few days ago, and then I did some checking around, and then I also got a report from I'm not going to reveal my source right now, but award-winning doctor who we were talking about people getting retested. And the retesting will sometimes, you can show positive because of the test measuring a certain protein that remains for up to 6 weeks. A lot of the folks in the medical field say the retesting is not needed. It's not necessary. But then you've got these companies that you have to show them a negative test before you can go back to work. Have you had any conversation about that?
Yes, sir. As
Anybody?
A matter of fact, we...
Because supposedly it just bogs down the overloaded system when you retest, and it does not impact the transmission of COVID-19 at all. Matter of fact, the virus, from every report I've seen, is undetectable. After 10 days, 10 to 14 days, you're good, you're done with it.
The point.
Yeah.
Perfect point you make, Daryl, and that is, you know, the prime example, Saturday morning, we asked the folks that were in charge of the testing in Weimer, you know, okay, tell us, local people, how long it's going to be before the test results come back, because we've told people different things based on what y'all have told us, and it seems like it always changes, and you know, we're caught holding the bag when people call and we give them bad information, so tell us. And they said, well, we're just telling everybody 7 days right now until you get your results. And, you know, I looked at Michael Furr and I go, well, heck, 7 to 9 days, you're not supposed to even worry about a test after exposure, Texas tells us as well. So retesting doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense unless you have symptoms or, you know, you were recently maybe exposed to a high-risk contact for a prolonged period of time.
Well, and if there's a certain protein that's going to make it a positive test, but you're over it, and you go get another test, or maybe even another test because you're trying to get back to work, they're going to count those as positive tests. So then you got numbers up. And anyway, I just wanted to bring that up this morning and get your thoughts on it.
It's a perfect point. We spent a considerable amount of time in Commissioner's Court yesterday morning talking about that. And, you know, I visited with a nurse who is an IC nurse at Methodist Hospital, four or five other individuals in the last week with the state. And it seems to be that the consensus is coming to, you know, unless you have symptoms, which we have all heard, you know, at this point, which is, a lot of people say loss of taste, fever, body aches, etc. But unless you have symptoms, you really probably shouldn't get tested, and you certainly shouldn't just get tested so you can stay home from work for a 14-day period. That's not good for our economy or anything else. So the symptom seems to be the key to you know, whether you test and then what you do after that.
Yeah, and these folks that might be you know, family members or such, that have to get quarantined, and all of a sudden they can't go to work.
Yes, sir.
You know?
And so, you know, again, the symptoms, you know, depending on how you isolate at home with, you know, family members that are positive or think they have symptoms, et cetera, that should all be taken into consideration, we're told.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there are people with negative tests that can't work. That's messed up.
Yes, sir, it is. It's not good for any business or our economy as a whole.
All right, all right. Well, let's move along. Hey, speaking of Michael Furr, his crew has been busy with quite a few other things, and our hats off to them and all their hard work. And then I think some personal protection equipment is being provided adequately now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
To say that?
We are in good shape for personal protective equipment. Last visit last week, our hospitals are in good shape, our EMS people, and we've got a good supply at our trailer, climate control trailer over at the EMS building.
All right. Hey, the election today, man, two good guys in this runoff, Precinct 3. And so anyway, we wish them the best. Well, I guess the polls close like normally at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir. Two wonderful individuals. I've known them all of my life, both of them, and we are certainly blessed to have them both offer their names or put their hats in the ring for this position.
All right, so y'all had a meeting yesterday morning. Man, I saw y'all were busy. Y'all had over 20 items on your agenda. Was it mostly routine, or is there anything you want to bring up while I got you on the air?
A whole lot had to do, obviously, with COVID-19 and the virus, you know, what we do in the workplace. There is a great offer extended from the Pine Cove Camp folks, Mr. Livesay, president, working with us, with Chuck Rogers, on maybe helping the county acquire a quick test unit. And we've contacted the vendor and think we can get the unit for free if we commit to purchasing a certain amount of tests, the samples or collection samples. So we're real positive about that. I think that would be a great thing for the county to have at the EMS building for, you know, them to run out on a truck with to an individual at a house, possibly, instead of that individual coming in and having to make people in the ER rooms or our clinics at our local doctor's offices have to suit up and test there. So we're pushing that real hard.
Okay. The other thing I was going to, you told me end of last week that you'd be maybe visiting the possibility of a burn ban this week or late in the week. Any discussion on that yesterday?
No, sir. Zero on a burn ban right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's good. We that indicator, or however y'all measure that, we're still okay on that then.
Yes, sir. No reports from our fire chiefs of, you know, them having an increased amount of runs or having to suit up in this hot weather right now to make those runs a lot out of the ordinary. So we'll be watching it and be in communication with our local fire departments as well.
All right, well, thanks, Todd. Appreciate you getting on here. Of course, we continue to encourage everybody the social distancing, do the masks, and have respect for one another. We don't need finger-pointing. We don't need mask-shaming. We don't need volatile conversations. And
No, not at all. You know, if someone wants to protect themselves and protect others as well, you know, that's what we say. It's free free Texas like it ought to be. So, you know, choose your own course. And the one thing that was probably most important I wanted to try to mention today is that Governor Abbott made some interviews, gave some interviews last Friday, five in the Panhandle in West Texas, and repeatedly mentioned about the possibility of closing more businesses again. I would encourage everyone, regardless if you are for that or hopefully against that, in my opinion, call him, 512-463-2000. Again, 512-463-2000, and let your opinions be known, because that is the wrong move for our businesses that are just reopened and struggling and trying to do their best, you know, in these serious times. We don't need to put more and more burden on them at this point. Just my opinion, but, you know, express yours to the governor.
Well, thank you for giving us that number, and we'll stress that for sure. And thanks for getting on.
Thank you so much for having me, sir.
All right, well, keep me posted, Ty. Thank you, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you. Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey.